Very, very briefly, in advance of Shabbos, a very quick thought on the 74th Mizmor of Tehillim, which is what we were discussing, which has to do, again, with a sense of the wicked, personally and on the national level, attacking the righteous, who at times feel hopeless and in despair. And then the end of the Mizmor calls God's assistance to the field of battle, as it were. L'cha yom af l'cha laila. We remember that quote from the Seder, Atah hachinosa ma'or v'shamesh, that God, as master of both day and night, you know, can fight at any appointed time, at any chosen time. God, who established the firmaments and the sun itself, can certainly choose to demonstrate his mastery over those who rise up against him and his people. God, who established the boundaries of the land, master of seasons. And now the Mizmor focuses on one particular element that struck me in preparation. Zechor zos oyev cherev Hashem ve'am naval niyatsu shemecha. That God should remember the way that the enemy did not just attack his people, but they blasphemed and denigrated his name. And just a few psukim later, Kum Elohim Riva Rivecha, God should rise up and fight this sacred battle. Zechor cherpascha mini naval kol hayom. Remember the way that they denigrated you. Al tishkach kol tzarecha. Do not forget their voices. Sha'on kamecha, their cries, their screams, of glee and victory, Olet Hamid, should always sort of be ringing in your ears. So I think there are some experiences in life where we may associate sort of an indelible image, for good or for bad. You know, if you think about United States history for good, you know, you would think about the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. If you would think about it, you know, in the negative sense, as we contemplate in a more introspective sense, this Independence Day, you think about the towers being struck on the 11th of September. Sometimes it's an image. But other times, and we find this in the Chumash as well, it's really a sound. The sound of something carries with it a very visceral sense. So in the Torah, Makas Bechoros, more than anything else, is about the sounds of that evening. U'lechol b'nei Yisrael lo yicharatz kelev l'shono. In the Jewish camp, it was completely quiet and still. In Egypt, it was a blood-curdling scream. And so what the Baal Tehillim is saying here, the psalmist is writing about, is that God should remember the sounds of the victorious enemies attacking his name, and you know what it sounded like for them to plunder and have this pogrom against the Jewish people. And I think we could all understand exactly what that means, that sound should always be ringing in God's ear, proverbially, and that God should respond to those shrieks. You know, it brings to mind the Egel HaZahav when, you know, Moshe comes down the mountain and they hear these terrible shouts and screams, and Yehoshua says, Kol milchama b'machaneh, must be a war. And Moshe says, "In kol anos kivurav, in kol anos chalusha, kol anos anochi shomea." It's not a war, Yehoshua. It's something much more perverse. It's something much worse. So, in any event, the sometimes sounds can be the most visceral of all. We ask God in this Tehillim to remember the sounds of those who rose up against us and what it sounded like in their moment of primal triumph, and he should strike back and seek vengeance against them with those sounds of those assaults always ringing in his ears. I want to wish everybody a very wonderful Shabbos.